Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And you saw...
Gemini Man. Or, as it's mispronounced, Gemini Man.
Who says that?
I assume Pinocchio. Oh. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. No one has actually said that to me about that film. No one during any of the press tour said that. I think I'm literally the first person to have said that about the movie.
Well, now I can't stop thinking about Gemini Man.
Good old Gemini Man.
So, Gemini Man is Will Smith and Will Smith, right?
Yes. Like, and apparently they got a good deal because I think they only paid him once for it. Mm. Or they built a time machine, got Will Smith from the pilot episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, mm-hmm. and brought him here, which seems like a more expensive and potentially paradox-creating way to do it.
Hmm.
I'm going to say go ahead and you use some CG, maybe some green screen, something like that.
So, does this take place in the not-too-distant future?
I don't know that it even establishes precisely where it is. Judging by the way everything looked, it's just now.
Okay.
But then again, 5 years from now also is going to look a whole lot like now.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it strange how that happens? I mean, like, 5 years from now, for the most part, it's going to be now. And it's like, remember when bending phones were a big thing?
Well, I mean, really, you've almost got to go back about 10 to 15 years to really start seeing, like, the, like, large enough changes that you're like, oh, okay, well, that's definitely 2010 right there. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go to 2017, you're going to be hard-pressed unless it's a kind of a, like, a seismic event that you're like, oh, okay, I definitely remember that that happened
in 2016.
Yeah,
I definitely remember when that happened.
Yeah.
And that's about the only seismic event that's really all I can remember of the later teens. Everybody was angry at everything all the time.
And it all just kind of blends. The older I get, it really does just all seem to blend together.
Mm-hmm. Someone's angry about this. Someone else is angry about that. You're angry that you're angry about this. I literally cannot keep up who was angry about this. And before we actually review Gemini Man, I would also like to say that, first of all, I want to preface with, and I don't care. I will open up Google News Entertainment and read headline after headline about so-and-so is having a baby and so-and-so is having a breakup and so on. I do not know who these people are. And
yeah, that's really strange.
Care.
And they're like, so-and-so and so-and-so are calling it quits. And I'm like, when did they call it starts?
Exactly.
I don't know who they are.
And when I decide, okay, I'm going to find out who they are, they're not a major motion picture star. They're not a major TV star. They're not a major singing star. It's like they're not a major anything. And yet Google feels the need to tell me that,
about their day-to-day.
Like, which I just don't care about.
And I'm going to be, yeah, like, I care about that as much as my neighbor Fred. Like, you know, Fred had Bran. And I'm like, well, great, good. You know, Fred, good. You needed some Bran.
I almost clicked on the headline because I saw it several times over the weekend regarding Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's relationship with Burger King. And I didn't know if it was esoteric or I just didn't know that they even had a relationship.
I'm just
not even going
to
pursue it.
I guess
it.
To a certain degree, I have a relationship with Burger King in that I like tacos from there.
Burger King makes tacos?
Yeah. I mean, I also like their burgers, but I'm just saying like they've got little dollar tacos and they're not bad.
No, I did not know that.
They're not so bad.
Taco King. Okay, so let's review a movie, Gemini Man, which has been out for what, a year now?
I think that might be overshooting it a little. I think it opened up the 11th of October.
August? Oh. Okay.
October, I believe.
And the story is Will Smith is 50-year-old Will Smith, and someone's trying to kill him, but that someone is 20-year-old Will Smith, and they're like, what? Oh, hell no. Nah.
Will Smith is a world-class assassin. The opening scene of the movie shows him take out a scientist on a train, And it's like one of these like bullet trains, and he's hitting them with a sniper. And it just, it's a very impressive feat, more or less, to establish this guy is the best at what he does. But he's also at a point that, like, he thinks he probably needs to retire. He's been doing it a while, and he's really just kind of done with it. Well, someone at the agency he's working for does not like this, believes that he has information that he should not, and decides that he must die. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. He's a world-class assassin. If you're going to try to kill anybody, this guy is not the guy that you need to kill.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
In as much as when the Joker in Dark Knight's like, well, it's simple. We kill the Batman. And they're all just like, hold on 1 second there, Mr. Joker. That's not easy. Like, I know you're saying it, just like, we'll just take out the trash, and then there won't be flies and maggots in the kitchen.
Maggots.
So they decide that they need to take him out. And one of these such individuals is like, no, I got a team. They're good. There's like 8 of them. We'll lickety-split, take this thing out, be good as gold.
I have reservations about an organization that hires hitmen saying the words lickety followed by split.
I don't think they said that. Oh. I think it was in my paraphrasing of the plot. But no one says in this at any point lickety split, I believe. Hmm. I believe. Anyways.
I want to bring that back.
It goes poorly for the men who want to kill him. Really, really everyone that wants to kill him, it goes poorly for them.
So he's a world-class assassin. I thought part of, and not that I know any or have plans to be one, but I have watched a lot of films. I thought part of being a world-class assassin is no one really knew who you were.
Well, I mean, this is the agency that kind of farmed him out to these different, like, assassinations. Now, most of these were, you know, like, terrorists, like, just evil people in general. Really people that, like, if they do get, like, their brain matter or anything like splattered over a wall, it's probably not like a bad thing that it happened. Unless, of course, he was told to kill the wrong person.
He figured that may have happened.
This is the information. Like I said, I don't want to go too much into it to ruin any like major plot details.
So he's had some, he's questioned the information he's been given.
He is not an evil man. Mm-hmm. And like, he does have a conscience. And he is getting information leading him to believe that one of these kills was not what
like
he was
other.
Led. Well, sure. Yeah, that. But without like the Sesame Street like musical accompaniment. Though that would have been a fantastic, fantastic scene in the movie, which Ang Lee decided probably rightfully not to include.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hintz and Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens about Gemini Man, which has made almost $150 million worldwide in 17 days.
Here's the problem
this movie
is running into. And I think it's the same problem that Ang Lee's Hulk ran into.
Not enough dubs?
Sure, yeah. That's not that Ang Lee. That's John Woo. Not. I mean, now I will say there are a lack of doves in this film, but traditionally, Ang Lee, this is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Life of Pi, Brokeback Mountain, the 2003 Hulk,
but not Face Off.
No, not Face Off. Like no, not that one.
Oh, that's so funny. Not even, the names aren't even close.
Well, I mean, both of them have single syllable names.
Eh.
John Woo, Ang Lee.
All I have to do is throw in a you people here and there, and it's a racist remark.
Let's backing out of the room slowly.
Yes. Okay, so now I want to see slow motion dubs. Anyway, domestically, The word is, eh.
I will say that I don't think that the previews did a very good job of establishing, like, the action scenes are remarkably well choreographed.
In the trailer?
No, in the trailer.
In the movie, okay.
In the movie itself, but the trailer itself, I enjoyed this movie a lot more than the trailer led me to believe that I was going to. And I think, honestly, the film is almost too smart for its audience. Mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoyed this movie, but, like, it doesn't mind being, like, contemplative. Like, it almost, for an action movie, it almost thinks too much. Which is the complaint that a lot of people had about Ang Lee's Hulk. Like, it's fine if you're doing Life of Pi. And
which is one of the most beautiful movies I have ever seen.
I'm just saying, like, this guy knows how to put together, like, this film was shot in 4K.
Not enough doves.
It was shot in 3D. Like, the technology.
Gemini Man was shot in 3D?
Yeah. Like, huh. But our theater did not show it in 3D. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of scenes when watching them, I'm sitting there going, this would look remarkable in 3D. However, I'm watching it in 2D.
And it's still impressive.
But it was just kind of one of those things hanging in the back. Like, there's only a couple of films I've really just said, this film needs to be watched in 3D. Like, Avatar, I think, warranted, like, the use of the 3D. It did kind of bring it back into to vogue for at least a couple of years. Gravity looked remarkable in 3D.
Oh, I don't think I could have handled that.
It was a sensory overload.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I didn't get to see this one in 3D, but with the knowledge that, like, it was shot in 4K, 3D, like, really, whatever the top of the line, like, I think it even was shot with, like, an IMAX camera, or at least
or an iPhone?
Some of the...
No,
different, very different things.
Okay.
Very, hugely different things.
So, PG-13?
PG-13.
And you were satisfied with it? I'm guessing this is not supposed to be a franchise, or is it?
It is. It did not lead me to believe. It does not. I mean, it doesn't end in a way that, like, it completely precludes any kind of sequels. But the box office gross also doesn't make me think that, I think it was Paramount that produced it, is probably looking to do two or three of them.
And was this an original script, or is this based on something I've never heard of?
As far as I know, it is based on nothing.
Huh.
Except, you know, an original idea. And I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, it's one of the gentlemen that was responsible for Game of Thrones. Was one of the writers.
So, were there dragons?
No. I don't think they put everything, like, with dragons.
And yet my 13-year-old said to me yesterday, am I old enough to watch Game of Thrones yet?
And
Jim and I both said, no!
No.
But the trailers look, no! Why?
No.
No. And I feel by saying no.
You're just,
yes,
you're just saying no, but, like, she's hearing,
I really need to see this.
That means it even more.
I know. And my teacher has a Game of Thrones poster, and my other teacher has a Game of Thrones bobbly head, and it's like, yeah, but...
But they're probably also over the age of 18.
They actually are.
Now, well, I mean, and that... and
they may...
There you have it.
They may even be over the age of 35.
I believe that.
Yeah. Okay. So, there you have it. No Game of Thrones for the children. And right now, as I say that, she's at home hacking some way into something to watch it. I can just feel it.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Now,
and showing it to your kids.
One of the... Man, I hope not. One of the catches of this movie was having Will Smith believably star with a younger version of himself when the younger version of himself is not available to film this. If you would have done this with, say, Marlon Brando at the age of 50 versus and his younger 25-year-old self, there's a huge, and I don't mean that in the derogatory way some people may have taken it, juxtaposition between Brando in his 50s and Brando at
the,
like,
contender.
25.
And I would like to just because our audience enjoys it, I'd like to throw in another huge discrepancy. Orson Welles,
yeah,
if you will.
Yep. I'll give you that one, too.
Uh-huh. So...
Now, the problem is, Will Smith looks about a week older than the day he shot the finale for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith at 50 really doesn't look that much different than Will Smith at 25. Like,
he has aged so subtly that it's really just the haircut and what the clothes he's wearing. You go, oh, Fresh Prince.
I mean, honestly, like, he's put on some weight, but I don't mean that in, like, he's fat. I mean, like, he has man muscle.
Yes.
It's not like
the opposite of how I feel when I put on weight.
But, like, I mean, it just...
it's just man muscle.
about the time he did the movie Ali, like, he got man muscle, and mm-hmm. it just never went away. Like, in Fresh Prince, he just, you know...
He was gangly.
I don't even know, like... He was an attractive, normal sized, like, man. And then, like I said, then he portrayed Ali, and I was like, holy cow, he looks like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you do see the two of them together, it's so subtle, you almost don't notice it until you're like, oh, well, he doesn't have gray around his temples.
Now, riddle me this. Is the younger Will Smith in Gemini Man dressed like the Fresh Prince? Because
that you want that thing to make over 150 million worldwide. And to it, I will add this: let him rap the thing, like, let
yes.
him do a Gemini song.
Yes, like, get a Gemini with it. Yes,
like, so just whatever. Like I said, the
Geminis just don't understand.
One of the worst things that ever happened in the world
was Wild West made.
No. Oh. Now, the video, I will tell you this, the song cancels out whatever negative the movie. I love that song. Love it. I can rap that in its entirety at the drop of a hat. I'm not going to right now.
And my spouse can rap in its entirety. I think I'm turning Japanese.
I really wanted you to say the Cisco part of Wild West.
Nope.
And Jim and I could record it and put it on YouTube.
All right. That's your thought.
You can just run it by.
So Gemini Man's probably about to be out of theaters because it's not.
I would, yeah. It's actually a pretty good action movie. Will Smith, like, for the most part, doesn't pick just horrendous movies. Now, sometimes he does After Earth, but, like, I'm really thinking that maybe M. Night saw him do something he shouldn't and. He didn't.
I have no memory of that film.
No one does.
Okay.
I don't know if, again, maybe M. Night saw him kill someone.
So Will Smith Shyamalan film.
And his son. Okay. Or, you know what? No. His son did something stupid, and M. Night's like, I have video of this, and I will send it to the police. And he's like, I'm.
When did that movie come out?
He turned down Django Unchained so that he could make that movie. Will Smith was Tarantino's original pick for Django.
Wow.
But he did After Earth instead. And I'm just like, wait, what? How? I don't care what if Quentin Tarantino was shooting an update of The Golden Girls, you do that instead of whatever M. Night Shyamalan.
Between The Happening and The Village, where does this Shyamalan film fall?
After Earth?
Yeah.
It may be his worst movie ever. And, like, I'm one.
Really?
And I'm one that hates Lady in the Water. Like, After Earth is terrible. Not only because it's just an awful movie and it stars Will Smith's untalented son, but it wastes Will Smith and took him away from a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Okay, now I have to see.
I mean, I'm just like, I can't, like, my brain starts swelling when I watch that movie because of all of those things. And at no point does Will Smith rap the theme to After Earth. I could have let all of the other sins be washed away if I had a really, like, upbeat, like, hip hop After Earth song, but I don't.
I have an epiphany. Scientology is involved somehow. Battlefield Probably. Earth and After Earth are somehow connected.
I mean,
really horrible films.
I mean, that's your
it's believable.
That's your 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right? Yeah. There. They're just awful movies. I mean, they're terrible, terrible.
Well, we're not actually. I don't even remember us reviewing that when it was in the theaters because I don't remember it at all.
No, we didn't.
Okay,
we did not.
Well, that explains it. Anyway, Gemini Man, though, the opposite of After Earth, actually good, and will probably be a really big deal when it hits one of the streaming services.
If you, like I said, the film isn't bad. I think the problem is like it requires just a little bit more effort on your part. It's got some really spectacular choreography, but I think
choreography
as far as fight choreography, oh. it's not musical. There's not dancing.
Because I would be
Judy
interested.
Garland. Yes, they put Judy Garland in this and Will Smith. And her tap dance.
All right.
For some reason.
I'd watch
that. Now that I've said it.
That'd be interesting.
So would I.
Anyway, the movies you and I have thought of that have yet to be made. Anyway.
And probably
never will. Yeah. What's coming up next?
We're going into another lull.
Oh, but it's only going to be like a 1 or 2 week lull.
As far as that goes, let me look. But I know that I want to say it's November is the next time we get something that's...
Well, it is November on Friday because we record on Sundays.
Well, right. But I'm just saying I don't think it's the immediate. It's not the very beginning of November. Like, it's not summer, definitely. But, like, November and December traditionally give you at least
We've
something.
We've got the Oscar contenders.
Terminator.
Yes.
Terminator Dark Fate. And
is next?
Yes.
Like this week?
I believe November
1st.
That's this yes. Friday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Terminator. And some theaters will be showing Martin Scorsese's The Irishman.
Fine. Terminator.
Which is going to be, it's a Netflix.
I'm sure it's just
Joe
fine.
Pesci, Robert De Niro. I'm just saying.
The Terminator
You are
in
reassembling
it.
The Goodfellas for The Irishman.
Is the Terminator?
Do not
in it?
Disrespect the family, Jane. Do not disrespect the family.
So, in other words, you've got the mafiosos all with Irish accents.
Sure, yeah, basically. it's like how Mel Gibson played Braveheart, who was the Scottish patriot, and then he played the patriot, who was the American patriot,
and he played Mad Max, and they were all Australian patriots.
Well, that was actually Dry World, the sequel to Water World, I believe. Seriously, sit down and...
Okay, I know, I agree.
Just watch those movies and tell
but
me someone wasn't like...
If I let you talk about Water World, we'll be here another hour and
you know,
I will have stopped listening.
If you would let me do my Water World-only podcast and get me all 600 of those episodes that I've already written... I wouldn't have to mention it anymore.
And then he'll go on with the Postman.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Waterworld, well,
which is
but
the,
not
with
not as well.
Postman and on dry land.
Tatanka, Buffalo. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Gemini Man. I cannot wait for Terminator.
Dark Fate.
Can I wait?
I'm pretty stoked. And Cameron is, well, I mean, in a producing
whatever.
Capacity.
Yeah, Terminator, it looks really... If they just show me the trailer 3 times in a row, I will feel satisfied.
I'm going hunting. it really is a good preview. It's just, and there hasn't been a good Terminator movie since the early 90s.
Exactly. So I'm pumped. Now I'm thinking of the Terminator with good choreography, and I kind of see a young Frankenstein putting on the Ritz thing with Arnold. Like, okay, I'm going to stop there.
Putting on the Ritz.
Until we talk at you again, thank you so much for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.